Scott Harold is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harold's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
Hecticness and busyness look very different than they did about a year ago. And it doesn't necessarily mean they don't exist anymore, but they just exist in a different way. And Rich, you talk about creating healthy spiritual rhythms as one thing to help us find purpose and to help us find focus. A lot of times people will say, oh, you know, when you're dealing with all these layers of things, just focus on Jesus. Do you feel like that's a helpful answer, or do you feel like there's something deeper there?
I think there's something deeper there. You know, I live in New York City, in the city that never sleeps, and people are exhausted. And I have found that the message, of course, we want to focus on Jesus. Jesus is the center of everything that we do. But there are particular ways that we follow Jesus in this world, invited to a life of rhythms, where of prayer and slowing down our lives so that we can actually listen to God. And so, yes, the answer is Jesus, but not as simple as that. It's following in the way of Jesus as well.
We're having so many discussions anymore, Rich, about identity and about race and about spiritual disciplines and then about how that applies in a multicultural atmosphere. And we live in this world where a lot of times in the church, it feels like we're chasing what culture's already doing. Rich, what do you suggest we do so we can get in front of culture with the way that we're leading and living as Jesus followers?
Yeah, I think it's taking the words of Jesus very seriously. You know, I pastor a congregation in Queens, New York City, with 75 nations represented in our congregation, 123 languages spoken at the nearby hospital. It is a disorienting and challenging and beautiful congregation to be a part of. And the ways that we have sought to slow down our lives, root ourselves in the identity of Christ and who Christ says we are, is by taking Jesus seriously at his word. And so I think as we are immersing ourselves in the words of Jesus, in a life of prayer with Jesus, and seeing the ways that Jesus brought people together from different ideological backgrounds to create a new family, particularly first 12 disciples. I think Jesus is not just, you know, the way to God. Jesus is the way to living a fully human life in a crazy, divided world.
2020 has been a year of just stress and anxiety, and a lot of people have never really wrestled with anxiousness. They're finding that lingering underneath the surface or maybe coming through in bigger ways. And we're actually talking with Rich Velotis today at SWS Radio. He's a pastor in Queens. And you know, Rich, one of the keys to finding real mental health breakthroughs is owning the situations we're in and talking through the circumstances we're in. And so what are some of the questions that we can answer to dig into more self-awareness when it comes to our emotions and our anxious feelings?
You know, as a pastor, I have helped people see their interior world in ways that they probably don't necessarily address it. And this is what I'd say. I think it's in the simplicity of simple questions that can provide profound revelations for our own souls. And so in our church, we teach a skill. It's an emotionally healthy skill called Explore the Iceberg. And, you know, if you have an iceberg, a vision of that, 10% of an iceberg is seen, 90% of the iceberg is not seen. And God wants to transform not just what's on the surface, but what's beneath the surface. And one of the ways that we have helped people to access what's happening beneath the surface is by asking four very simple questions. And this is great for anyone who's listening. In the simplicity of it, it works for an elementary age person or a person who's 80, 90 years old. And it's for these four questions. What are you mad about? What are you sad about? What are you anxious about? What are you glad about? I can't tell you how many times I have walked people through those simple questions. And when we give the time to actually respond to those questions, there is profound, not just self-understanding, but a place to put your anxiety and pressures on a piece of paper and to process it before God. It's in the simple questions that often lead to profound breakthrough.
We're talking with Rich Velotis today at SWS Radio. He's a pastor in Queens, best-selling author. In your new book, Rich, you talk about owning your journey and examining yourself using scripture. I mean, to really dig in, not just to your emotional health, but how to navigate all the tough social challenges that we're walking through as a society.
Yeah, I mean, the scriptures are really the place for us as Christians to go to first. And I believe beyond it just being, you know, the word of God, God's revelation to us, you know, there are plenty of truths there to help us navigate the complexity of it. And so whether we're talking about our relationship with God, our relationship with people who are different than us, our relationship from those who are politically and ideologically not in the same space that we are, The Bible has tons to say to people for the particular social moment that we're in. If we would take the time to actually study Scripture and allow Scripture to penetrate our hearts, which actually requires a slowed down way of reading the Bible. We live in a scrolling, surface skimming society that we read things very quickly. We are at a very crazy pace. And yet the call is to slow down our lives, allowing the words of God to penetrate our heart, to inform the way we live in the world.
You know, Jesus' final words before he ascended into heaven were the great commission to all of us to go and make disciples of all nations. And we call that the Great Commission. We're talking about it today with pastor and author Rich Velotis on SOS. Rich, your church that you pastor in Queens is made up of people from like 75 different countries. And what have you learned about the beauty of bringing people together in a culture that hasn't really been great at listening?
Yeah, the one thing is good food all the time. So that's a really good thing. So when you have 75 nations represented, the menu seems endless. So that's a really good thing. The other thing is we get to see God's, really the facets of who God is and how we people read the Scriptures in ways that might not reflect my particular experience. So that's been a delightful thing, as well as the various ways that people worship, the way that people experience worship, experience God, express themselves. That has been truly one of the great gifts, but food is definitely on top of that list, I'll tell you.
We're walking through a tough season where everybody has an opinion and everyone wants their opinion to be known, but they don't really have as much margin in their life to listen to other people, though. At least that's the way it feels right now. And when the election comes up, the day after, we're going to have a lot of people that are really feeling frustrated and hopeless, regardless of what happens nationally or locally, because the election's bigger than just who's running for president. But what sort of encouragement will you have for those that are feeling like, Rich, I don't feel like there's any hope in this world right now. Like everything's falling apart. This is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, first I'd say to take a deep breath because Jesus Christ is Lord. And actually what I'm going to be doing as a pastor is I'm going to be writing the sermon that I'm going to preach the Sunday after the election. And I'm going to write that sermon before the election. Because for me, it doesn't matter who wins and who loses. The message is the same. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's making all things new, and he's calling people into a new family to work for love, justice, mercy in the world. And so for me as Christians, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And so our message is the same. It might have some different application here and there, but I'm writing my sermon ahead of time because the message for me is the same. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the hope of the world.
After the election, yes, we may or may not have a new president, but we are going to have new judges locally in our county. We're going to have new congressmen and senators on the national level, some representing our state, some representing other states, but it changes the dynamic of a lot of things. And before we just get depressed about one thing or another or certain issues or parties and what we think is going to happen, there's a lot of things that are going to change, and we still have to find a way to work together regardless of who's calling the shots from which party at what time.
Yeah, you know, one of the challenges in the world is we often believe that disagreement must lead to disconnection. And, you know, in family systems theory, something that I've studied over the last number of years, there's something called differentiation. It's a wonderful phrase. And what it means is it's the process of remaining close to yourself and remaining close to others in times of great anxiety. And differentiation really helps us to move against two polar opposite ways of living. One is enmeshment, in which we find ourselves always collapsing into what other people believe, or it is cutting people off, where if I don't agree with you, I'm cutting you off. There is the different way where we can remain close to ourselves and close to others, but that takes a lot of serious internal examination. It takes a life committed to prayer, a life committed to listening to others who are different than us. It is a hard way of going, but Jesus did say that the way is narrow and the way of following him is very difficult. We should not be surprised by this, but yet this is the invitation for us to follow.
You know, there's a lot of different belief systems that pop up in our church culture all the time, and some of those actually don't align with what Jesus taught in the Bible, and we're actually talking about that this morning with author and pastor Rich Velotis today at SWS Radio. He pastors a church in Queens, and in your new book, The Deeply Formed Life, you talk about a starvation mindset. You describe it almost like something that originated in church culture, but it's a mindset that needs to be adjusted sometimes in the way that we look at being a Christian.
Yeah, you know, when I talk about the starvation diet, I'm talking specifically in that chapter about the ways that we understand our longings, our desires, and ultimately our sexuality. The starvation diet is really about repression and suppression, where we see our desires only through the lens of our fallen humanity. What's fascinating is we tend to have a Jeremiah 18 understanding, an exclusive Jeremiah 18 understanding about our hearts, where Jeremiah says that the heart is wicked above all things, who can understand it? And we tend to build our entire theology of our hearts, our desires, our longings, based on that one verse, and not see that for someone who belongs to Jesus, whom the Holy Spirit indwells, God has given that person a new heart. And so I like to say, you know, the love of God does not diminish or suppress our desires. The love of God reorders our desires. And that's the hope, that we would be listening to God, discerning God's voice, and allowing God to speak through the longings and desires that comes when the Holy Spirit now gives us, you know, new longings, new desires, reorders them. So it's beyond repression and suppression into a new way of actually seeing ourselves, our desires, and ultimately seeing God too.
Yeah, and then it's interesting, too, when we talk about sexual wholeness, a lot of times there's an identity issue there that we haven't dealt with when we start to identify in certain ways or identify how we feel or identify with our emotions or our past or even identify our sexuality in something that's getting in the way of a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, any identity that we have that we have to construct for ourselves. And if we're basing our core identity on what we construct, it's not a strong identity. It's not strong enough. The only identity that is strong enough to actually help us flourish profoundly as human beings is an identity that God gives us. And so in the scriptures, we see God consistently, and in the Old Testament and the New Testament, giving new names to people, giving new identities to people. And in so doing, what that message is conveying is we need to be named by God and find our ultimate identity in God, in God's love and what Christ has demonstrated for us. If our identities are not coming from that core place, it's much too flimsy of an identity to actually root us deeply in this world.
We're talking through what identity really means today with Pastor Rich Velotis on SWS Radio, and he's actually a pastor in Queens and has a brand new book that he just released. It's called The Deeply Formed Life. It's 5 transformative values to root us in the way of Jesus. And it's interesting when we talk about identity, Rich. A lot of times we think about our identity as in our job, or our identity is in our culture, or our identity is in our family and the background that we come from, or in our sexuality, or even it could be in our church. And all of those things get in the way of our relationship with Jesus. I mean, when we're pursuing a kingdom mindset, it can't ever be about us as individuals, right?
Yeah. And the identity thing is very complicated because we are conditioned socially to build our identity on our possessions, on our achievements, on the ways that we think we are distinct in the world. And identity is difficult in this way when it's framed that way because it's incredibly individualistic. Our identity, first of all, especially as Christians, is not something, again, that we create for ourselves, and is not just for ourselves. Our identity is about who we are in Christ. And what does it mean to receive that identity? Well, it means that we are to express that identity and the world. And so this is not about a privatized, personal, private, you know, relationship with God. You're never going to hear that language in the Bible, but it is the language of someone who has been renewed, redeemed for the sake of the world, not just for our own benefit.
Well, we're talking to Pastor Rich Velotis today at SWS Radio. He pastors New Life Fellowship in Queens. Actually has a brand new book called The Deeply Formed Life. Thanks for spending some time today with us, Rich.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.